The recorder's rolling for the record, man. Please have your name and title.
Dean Dorman, State Representative for the 51st District.
Representative Dorman, of course, the legislature is well into session this year, and some things are on the table, of course. A lot of topics to be covered in this. Is it 16 weeks that the legislature is in session?
Yes.
So what are some of the things that have been going on this week?
Well, we've had quite a bit this week. I had a couple of bills heard. One is a concurrent resolution in support of the A-10 at Whiteman Air Force Base. Very important plane for ground support of our troops, and about 1,100 jobs in the area, so very important to the 51st District. And that went out as a concurrent resolution, and we also have that in the Senate, so we should be able to wrap that up soon and send our thoughts up to Congress and ask them to retain the mission of the A-10 at Whiteman Air Force Base. Go right ahead.
Sorry, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the Warthog, correct? Or is
that is.
Yes,
that is.
And that thing's been in service over 40 years, hasn't it?
It was developed in Vietnam. That is correct. And it provides ground support that no other plane can provide. It's really an amazing plane.
Yeah, it's probably, it's the most heavily armed, I believe, fighter that we have, isn't it?
It is. It's got heavy armor on it because it does fly so low. It can almost stop in the air. It nearly hovers, so it can do a lot of things that a helicopter can do, but it's very, of course, has jet engines, so it can move in and out of an area very quickly, can clear out the area of a football field in just, you know, a couple of seconds. So it does its job. It does it very effectively. It's just not the newest, sleekest plane on the roster of what is offered these days. Of course, I understand the Pentagon has got a limited budget. They're trying to move forward with new technology, which is very important. But also keep in mind that at some point we have troops on the ground and they need to be supported. And I don't know of any aircraft that supports those troops better than the A-10 Warthog.
Absolutely, yes. The ground support is so important, and especially whenever we can put boots on the ground, we have to have them supported by air support. So
I have never heard an infantry person criticize the A-10. They all love it. Think it's the greatest plane ever invented.
I always liked it myself. I was a fan of that jet when I was growing up as a kid. So Representative Dorman, of course, that's very important for the economy, of course, here in Missouri. What are some of the other issues you've been working on this week?
I had a small bill which would allow some a vote in Marshall to provide some sales tax revenue for their library. It's sort of expanded to the point that they can expand and even some more revenue. Libraries, you know, city libraries are very important. They provide a service. I think it's becoming more important in communities. And it's not a tax increase. It would be just an opportunity for the Board of Governors to talk to the community and see if they could, if they wanted to propose a sales tax, and then the voters would approve or disapprove of that. So.
And is there anything else that you've been working on this week, or is there something that you're looking forward to next week as far as maybe debate or entering another bill?
Well, we had some bills on the floor this week. Some of them were very important. One of them being a prescription a drug database for the state. We've got a little bit of a problem. We're the only state that doesn't have this. People can sort of hop around and doctor shop and get prescriptions for some, you know, pretty potent drugs from one doctor to the next. And those excess drugs tend to end up on the street, being sold and consumed without a doctor's supervision, abused. And the House has approved some language that would put together the database, and we could keep better track on that. There were some arguments against concerning privacy, and I understand that, and that's very important. But in today's world, understanding the technology that's available and so forth, the vast majority of representatives voted for that bill.
And what do you think the legislature will be moving on to this in the coming weeks?
I think we're getting into some tax bills pretty quickly. First thing we've got to do is look at some of the tax structure. I know there's some bills coming up about that. Appropriations committees will be finishing up their recommendations to the budget committee. So it'd be a while before the budget bills come to the House floor, but that's consumes a lot of our time at the legislature. As you might guess, money consumes a lot of our times, a lot of time in the world, and that's our primary duty is to pass a budget. So that's going to take up quite a bit of our time in the upcoming weeks.
Well, Representative Dorman, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the constituency?
I think that covers the main points for the week.